The time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready.
Who are that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage now. We can just thank the Lord. You tell us.
Check, check, one. Victory. Your wish is your command. Bye-bye, Babylon. Welcome, friends, family, brothers, and sisters, to another informative broadcast. My name is Plau, a.k.a. Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. I am speaking to you from Sweden. The date is November 16th, 2013. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. Before I begin, I would like to open with a message to Ayah, the creator of it all. Message to Ayah. Oh, Ayah, the definition of love. How you made the seas and the things therein. Ayah. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Oh, Ayah. Thank you for the opening of my eyes. Oh, Ayah. Open my eyes to who we are and show me how you never left our side. Oh, Ayah, thank you for naming me a teacher and helping me show my people the way. Oh, Ayah, thank you for guiding me and never letting me down and being with me in the brightest of days and the darkest hours of the night. Oh, Ayah. You are the air that I breathe, the sun that I enjoy, the water that natures my spirit. Ayah, Ayah, Ayah. I humbly, humbly, humbly beg just for a glimpse of your sight. Oh, Ayah. Oh, Ayah. I am so humbled by your glimpse, oh Ayah. You are magnificent. And none can compare. Thank you, oh Ayah, for always being there. Oh Ayah, on this day, father, mother, and friend, I ask that you, open the eyes to those that need to hear this message. Give me the power to articulate the destruction of the beast of Babylon this day, my dearest and best friend. Break the power of the parasitic, the parasitic, the parasitic demonic elite. Oh, break that power away, Yah. Flush them out of their hiding places. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, skills, and power to take back our planet. Put your world back in the hands of your children. And this time, do not let them steal us again. Oh, Father, Mother, and friend, this day, oh Ayah, break the power of the demonic 72, the empowers of this demonic world, oh Ayah, make it null and void. Thank you, Ayah, for my sound mind and the feeling of joy and love in my heart. Oh, Ayah. For you have shown me we have the victory. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. And this is just the beginning of this broadcast. This is just the beginning. Today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you a message. I'll give you a message. And I ask that Ayah gives me the power so that my voice does not give out. You better download this message and listen to it when your mind is right. And do everything that I say in this message. Because if not, you have been warned. And I'm saying this with love. Today I would like to give you a message. Now, I've been waking up around 4 a.m. ever since I discovered the information on the 26th of October. For some reason, I just cannot get a full night's sleep. Now, whenever this happens, I know that I need to get out a message. A message needs to get out. For those that are new to Signs and Wonders, I encourage you to listen to my broadcast to understand what I am speaking about. Last year around this time, I needed to get out a message concerning Islam. It was concerning Islam and how the story of the Hebrews is intertwined. It is intertwined within the history of what we call the religion of Islam. Very important to understand. Okay. Now, for those of you that really need to comprehend this, go to the October 20th, 2012 broadcast and download them and listen to them. Now, when I had that feeling, a wonderful message came out. Information that I had not known before. I'm getting that same feeling today, 1 year later. Same time frame. Okay? Now let me be clear. This message is not about Kevin Trudeau. This is about this information. If what this man is saying is true, then what do we do about it? That's what this is about. If what he is saying is true, then they cannot attack the truth. But they can attack the presenter of truth. Truth will survive regardless. Those that have the spirit of evil know this fact. Understand that. Therefore, to slow down the movement of truth, they always attack the messenger. You can see this in action throughout his story. Now, since October 26th, I have been searching videos, audio archives, reading false criticisms, and just reading and positive criticism all about this man, Kevin Trudeau. They're talking about his books all natural cures. And I'm trying to find where are they getting all these false accusations from. Okay? Now, I'm seeing all these things in the mainstream media. Okay? And I'm trying to say, where is it? Now, I'm not going to sit here and go into the whole process on why I'm doing this broadcast, but everything has a connection, okay? And I'm actually have a blog to this too, so you can read this. There's a difference between the one that I have written and the one that I speak. The ones that I speak, obviously, I do more commentary in it. But read the one because it goes straight to the point that I'm making a blog for, and that should be coming out. All right, now let me get back to this. Now, when I read Kevin Trudeau's books, I notice the same people that are attacking this man, the ones that are attacking him are the ones that used to use his information of truth. Okay? They would take his information, use it on their websites, bring in doctors, and people are taking this man's information, not giving him any credit. Okay? And this man is going to jail for 18 years. And nobody's coming out in his defense, but yet everybody's using his stuff everywhere. So I decided to stand up for this man, Kevin Trudeau. And why am I doing this? Because nobody else is. I'm here to defend this man and the information he is presenting. Why? Because I believe he is presenting truth. I have read the facts myself. I've also done the things that are in his books and on his CDs. And I've been doing them way before I read his books or listened to his CDs. This is evidence to me what he is presenting is truth. The pharmaceutical industry, they know that plants and herbs in our environment can heal diseases. This should be a no-brainer. They also know that this information is easy to find. And simply to test in nature to understand. Because all you got to do is put it in your mouth, chew and swallow. If you feel better, it works. But what does the pharmaceutical industry do? They attack the messenger. They figure they can discredit this man. They can slow down the message. Now, how do they do that? How do they destroy this man? Well, they take statements like a weight loss protocol that is easy to follow. They twist the words around in court. Then they fine the man $37 million. Then they close down his business. Then they place his business under receivership. They take away his bank accounts. They take away his home. Then they make sure that you and your wife are homeless. Then they create a court case that will put you in prison for the rest of your life. And they make sure that they make this case popular so everyone knows about it. Everyone hears about it. Everyone sees the trial. And then they make sure they win this case. They can win it by paying off the jury, tampering with the jury, restricting the jury, lying to the jury. Take your pick. They make sure they win this case, tamper with the jury, and then they can suppress the truth. Got a court case, Gavin Trudeau. And this is what they do. And they're letting all you people out there that are scared to defend this man see what could happen to you if you go against them. They make sure that you have no money to defend yourself. And last but not least, they use the mainstream and alternative media that they control to make sure the public that they also victimized by their pharmaceutical poison is brainwashed to believe they are protecting us. This is the beast. Now, in this court case, who loses here? Them or us? What are they doing? Right now, they are destroying the United States. And they are doing it by using us to destroy us. Think about it. Ain't that like the devil? Now, if they can convince you Trudeau is a liar, he is misleading you, he is a criminal, he is a fraudster, he is a con man, he is a thief, if they can convince you any of these lies, then they hope that your mind is weak enough so that you will never find out the truth yourself. This is the demonic technique called you destroying you. Wake up. Think about it. They are hoping that you will not try his programs or follow his suggestions. How do they do this? By discrediting the messenger. Now, at the moment, the FDA and FTC have a trial to put this man away and take away his information from you. The Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission will use this trial to shut down any natural cure-like website or book that they do not control. Yes, I said that they do not control. Because this is part of their plan. Now, are you starting to see it? This is wrong. This is pure evil. This is the beast. I want to make a statement here. Okay. I want to speak on another reason why I'm doing this broadcast. I am 42 years old. My generation is being destroyed by the pharmaceutical industry. Okay. Now, we're being destroyed, but not as bad as our children. Now, what we're seeing these demonic criminals doing, they are setting up a system where they can control our offspring. Now, our children do not have the power to fight this beast. We think that the pharmaceutical industry is doing this so that they can make money. No, this is half the story. I can't even get that filthy word out of my mouth. Pharmaceutical industry. Stumbling over the devil. These demons are doing this for control. That's why they're doing it. It's not about the money. It's about the control. to control our offspring so that we never wake up. Ever. Now we speak about the mark of the beast and the chip, but we fail to comprehend that we are already in it. If they control the food that you put in your body, the system of the beast is here. If they control the air that you breathe with carbon offset climate credits, the system of the beast is here. If they control the energy, the resources, the health industry, the educational system, the media conglomerates, the economics of every nation on earth, the system of the beast is here. If 1% is living high on the hog and 99% are heading towards poverty as a mass whole, the system of the beast is here. Brothers and sisters, if you have to go to a food bank with food stamps, food vouchers, or a food card that is issued by the Federal Reserve Bank, brothers and sisters, the mark of the beast is not coming. It is here. Our children are going to be the first generation that they will have full dominance over if we do not stop them right now, today. It stopped here. This is the reality that we face. And this is why I'm defending Kevin Trudeau, because he is giving people information on how to defeat the beast. And if you call yourself a God-fearing Christian, a Allah-fearing Muslim, or a Yahweh-fearing Jew, and you cannot see that you are already in the system of the beast, then I have a question. Do you really know the God that you serve? Do you really know the God that you serve? That's the question. The other day, on the 26th of October, I was packing my books away, because I am planning to move back to the United States of America. Yes, even in this hell, I'm planning to come home. I want to come home to meet some of the people I have met over the years and have listened to signs and wonders. Now, while packing my books away, I noticed a book that I wanted to read, but I never got the chance because I have been studying and researching other topics. On this day, I decided to skim through the book to see if something caught my attention. As I flipped through the chapters, like What's Wrong with the Healthcare in America, and It's All About the Money, and Who Are They, and scanning the information, my mind focused on a chapter in the book called How to Never Get Sick Again. All right. Now, this book is called Natural Cures They Do Not Want You to Know About. After reading this book, my mind started to think, started to connect the dots. And on November 3rd, 2013, I did a broadcast called Kevin Trudeau, Natural Cures to the Parasitic Elite Class. I noticed that many of you have listened to this broadcast. Those of you that have noticed that the message was cut short. Now, why was this message cut short? Well, because I can only afford the free broadcast right now. Now, we, Yaakov Maccabeus, ain't got no money. That we, your Yako Maccabeus can't get a job. Because it's the system of the beast. And they know who I am. And since I can only do 30 minutes, 30 minutes, what you got? So I decided to create a blog that explains everything. Everything I said on the broadcast, because I still said it, even though they cut it off. I got it recorded and I put it up. Now, if you want to hear the entire message, hopefully you can download that today. Now, I advise you to go and listen to The Natural Cures Against the Parasitic Elite. Listen to the full message. Okay? Then it'll make sense of why I'm doing this one. All right. Now, go to my website, HebrewsWakeUp.com or WhoInThat.org. And before they do something with this internet, download as many of those copies you can find. I ask you to forgive the grammar. I am self-taught in everything I do. Only went to ninth grade after that, learned myself. And if y'all grew up in the 70s like I did, that's right after the 60s. Just 10 years prior to me growing up, they didn't even let us go to school. So we the first experiment of that integration. You think they're going to teach us everything? So I'm self-taught. So please excuse the grammar. I'm going to try not to get too angry today because I need to do this broadcast. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break right here. I'm going to play a CD.
All right, we're back.
And then I'm
Any questions,
be right back.
Comments, or observations so far? Yes, question. Good question. The question was, are we talking about the law of attraction as described in the book, The Secret, or as described in other, question, other similar books, right? The law of attraction is a law. And as popularized in the book, The Secret, the law of attraction that we're talking about here is the same. However, as you will see for the rest of today and tomorrow, how to apply the law of attraction, not what the law of attraction is, by definition, but I think you're going to see some very clear distinctions on how we as society or ex-society members have been taught how the law of attraction works and how to make the law of attraction work for us. I think that's going to be the huge, absolutely enormous distinctive difference. Yes. Question is, I talked about the brain and Einstein as well as Thomas Edison at the turn of the century scientifically proved that the human brain actually does in fact transmit vibration or frequency or energy and that can be measured. And the question was, how come we're not hearing more today with the advancements in scientific research and equipment? Well, with the limited time, I'm thinking of how to actually answer this because we have limited time. And it's an excellent question. And so I'll try to be as brief as possible just to give you the gist of it. Society members, the elite class, throughout history believed that they were genetically programmed to be in fact, now by the way, this is not me, I am not saying this, it's not that I believe it, I adhere to this, that's not what I'm saying. I'm giving you historical facts, okay? So from a historical perspective throughout history, the elite class of society, the ruling classes, and that's defined as a couple hundred years ago and beyond, it was primarily the royal families, the kings and the royal families, the rulers of the countries, number one, and then the elite class of industry, those who controlled, most people don't know the history behind this, those who controlled the monopolies of the world's necessities. So the two basic ruling classes, and it's the same today, they're just called different things, but first is the rulers of countries, the rulers of the people, countries, royal families, and then secondly, those who control the monopolies of the necessities of the time. So throughout history, those monopolies were different. For many centuries, it was salt, so those who controlled the salt monopolies. In American history, it was the railroads, the banking, because you had to bank, you had to travel and use the railroads. There was no option. So if you control those monopolies, obviously today it is oil. Whether the price of oil is $50 a barrel or $200 a barrel, people are driving about the same and using about the same amounts of oil. It's something that is a necessity. Food throughout history has always been a necessity, so those who control food supply. So that's the elite class. So the elite class of people always believed that they were genetically programmed to be superior, smarter thinking, and to be genetically programmed to rule over the vast majority of people who had a different genetic model. These genetic models that they were referring to were vibrational. The DNA of blue bloods, the DNA of the ruling class throughout history, the DNA of the elite class, because they actually intermarried between one another and, quote, didn't, you know, go to the other side of the tracks, and this is historical, I'm just giving you a historical perspective, their DNAs actually vibrated at different frequencies than, let's say, the working class, which vibrated at a lower frequency. And throughout history, the ruling classes always wanted to make sure that those workers kept their vibration at a much lower frequency. So in China, for example, I'll give you a history lesson in the future. But China, for example, the rulers made sure that they controlled opium, the drug, and made sure that the majority of Chinese workers were taking opium on a daily regular basis. That drug keeps the vibrational frequency very low and makes sure that desires don't spring up, and therefore these people will be docile and never want to do anything substantial in their life. Therefore, the rulers remain the rulers and the workers remain the workers. So throughout history, the concept that the brain actually emits and transmits vibration, frequency, or energy, and receives vibration, frequency, or energy. That concept, that factual, biological, quantifiable, scientifically proven and documented concept, not fantasy, not mysticism, not spirituality, we're not saying you have to believe on faith, this is quantifiable. That fact, still to this day, is something that the elite class and the members of the various societies globally around the world and all the countries want to keep secret. That is the major fact that they want to keep secret. Not the law of attraction. The fact that your brain is the one that transmits frequency. That is the major thing that is desperate amongst the elite class to keep secret. Now,
okay, welcome back. What you just listened to was an audio file of Kevin Trudeau. He's speaking about the parasitic elite class. Now, I want people to really let this sink in. Kevin Trudeau is a whistleblower. He is a member of the Brotherhood. He decided to expose them. His books on health tells how they have been poisoning the American people for profit and control. His books speak about how fast food is the major cause of diabetes, obesity, heart disease, cancer, and all the major illnesses that are killing people. He knows about this because he was one of the people that implemented the programs. Kevin Trudeau was groomed to lobby Congress to pass laws that the pharmaceutical industry can make trillions of dollars off of our misery. He was on the team that lobbied to put vending machines in our children's schools. He also witnessed how they were creating an impossible learning environment for our children and putting kids on Ritalin after they ate the food from the vending machines. They treat us like cattle. They treat us like fools. Now this is a million times more important than the NSA Snowden case compared to two whistleblowers. This man is speaking about how they control us, which is the root of their power. Knowing the root of their power is knowing how to take away that power. Now, if you listen to CD5, you hear him say that the parasites fear us waking up. Not just waking up, but waking up to what? Waking up to how Ayah has created us. How the protons and neutrons are held together by energy, and that this energy is a frequency. You heard that. We are hearing that this frequency supersedes the law of gravity, and that this frequency bonds with the law of attraction. Now, if you understand what he is trying to explain, you will know that frequency is pure energy. This pure energy is a vibrational energy. A vibrational energy can attract love. If you are vibrating love, love will come. Likewise, if you are vibrating hate, then hate will remain. It will attract whatever that transmitter of that frequency transmits. It will attract whatever the transmitter of that frequency transmits. We are the transmitters. Therefore, if we are containers of this pure energy, then if we just think of it, it will come. That's what they are afraid of. Oh, praise Allah. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That's in the word. Hello, Christians. Hello, Muslims, if you got that. Hello, Jews, do you got that in your word? If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:7. This is speaking about the law of attraction. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, this is what I mean when I say Ayah is in you. His words are you, because you are the creation of Ayah. Who do you think made them frequencies? Can you see it? Who do you think made the protons and the neutrons? All praise. We won. We got this. Secret it out. Because I believe that Ayah will break him down, and he only needs one. All praise Ayah. Because one can make two, two can make four can make eight can make 16. 16 can make 32 can make 64. 64 can make 128. The 128 can make 256. Y'all know the computer language. And it goes on and on and on and compounds and compounds and compounds until the world is looking right at you and saying, oh, parasitic and meat, Ayah has taken you down. All praise, Ayah. I hope people out there can hear what I just said. Your wish is your command. You are 100% pure energy. Every cell, molecule, your DNA, atoms, protons, and electrons consist and is formed of energy. This energy forms this planet. This energy forms our reality. We are the creation of Ayah. I am that I am. You are life. Our world is what we want it to be. This world can be whatever we want it to be because you are a creation to be a free-thinking, wonderful, powerful, unique, one-of-a-kind human being. All praise Ayah. This is that secret. This is that secret. You are the miracle. You are the miracle. Anything outside of you is your reality, not a miracle. Understand that. This is how our universe works. Now we hear them calling it quantum mechanics or quantum physics. This is a physics beyond the understanding of energy and matter. Now, this is the definition of quantum physics. It says, quantum mechanics is a branch of physics which deals with the physical phenomenon at microscopic scale. Quantum mechanics provides a mathematical description of much of the dual particle-like and wave-like behavior or interactions of energy and matter. Now, that sounds very flat, but did you hear that? Wave-like behaviors and interactions of matter. They're trying to make it sound as scientific as possible. Now, let's make this basic. We are matter, which is things that we can touch and see. We have energy, which is what helps us feel emotion. Now let's add some quantum physics to it. Wave-like behaviors. Let's call this equilibrium. This is wave-like behaviors. The equilibrium, the wave-like behaviors, balances the relationship between matter and energy. This is a very basic explanation of our reality. It's a very basic explanation. Now, what happens when you combine matter, equilibrium, and energy? You get creation. Why? Because when energy vibrates whatever frequency that energy is vibrating, it creates that particular matter. Let me explain this really quick. When you have seeds, you plant seeds down, right? They're finding out that it's the actual vibration of the seed that makes the seed a seed. And each seed has a different vibration. When you take water and you touch the water, that water takes on your vibration. It takes on another person's vibration. And then when they freeze the water has a different shape. Why? Because we all have a unique vibration. So, if we're feeling something terrible, terrible things will happen. If we're feeling wonderful, wonderful things will happen. That's the secret. And look at all the terrible things that they're putting into the world. Every time you look at Africa, you see somebody starving. Every time you go to Peru, you see somebody broke. Go to Ireland, people can't eat. There ain't no place on this earth as good that these people ain't contaminated. How are you going to go on vacation seeing all this misery? Constant state of depression. You can't vibrate. You got to vibrate in love and power and joy and honor and respect and wonder. What, this is what I all made you for. Not for this crap. Matter plus equilibrium plus energy can equal love creation, which is the vibrational energy of the frequency of love. Likewise, matter plus equilibrium plus energy can equal hate creation, which means hate vibrational energy produces the frequency of hate. This is called hate creation. Hate creation is unstable because hate creation creates an imbalance in nature. This imbalance, this unstable creation of hate is what you see on our planet today. This is scientific. This is called quantum physics. Therefore, if hate creates hate, then love will create love. And love creation is stable. Love creation has stability. Love creation is harmony in nature. Harmony is music to our ears. Think about it. Now, what does this mean? Well, if we are all expressed the vibration, if we express the vibrational energy, that vibration, the frequency of love, then your wish is our command. Your wish is our command. Hello. Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in Yah, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in Yah. Think about Yah. Delight in him. Know he exists. Want to meet Yah. Want to make the world better. Oh, Yah. Delight. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Y'all better thank me. Because if I wasn't delighting in Yah and wanting the desires of his heart, of my heart, then you wouldn't be hearing this message today. Praise Yah. So when you think of love and joy in your heart, then love and joy will come. All praise, Yah. And it reads, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understood that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Did you hear that? How many of you thought you knew what he was talking about? How many of you thought you knew what he was talking about? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, mind, hope, mind, the evidence of things not seen, ain't there yet. For it, the elders obtained a good report. They were examples of it. They did it. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah. Yah created his people. His people were down there on the earth, human beings. Ayah wanted us to build a wonderful, beautiful world. So we vibrated on love, and we created a wonderful, beautiful world. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, plural, were framed by the word of Ayah. That means there's a lot of us out there in this universe. A lot of us. Many worlds, many suns. Look up in the sky. Every bright star you see is a sun. Hello. Wake up. Ain't no space aliens. Ain't none but demons. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Vibration. This is that right there, law of attraction. How many of you thought you knew what you were talking about? Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Wave-like behaviors and interaction of energy and matter. What is matter? Matter is our reality. What we can taste, touch, see, hear, smell, love, or hate. This is why they fear the information on CD5. Because if you remember, you are created as an awesome, free-thinking, wonderful, powerful, unique, one-of-a-kind human being, then you will know who and what you are. The parasitic elite are like cancer. They have to make our bodies acidic so that they can feed on our spirits. They give us food that makes our bodies acidic, which weakens our immune system. Then we get diseases and we get sick. Therefore, when we are sick, we do not vibrate on a frequency of love. This is why cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Have you heard that before? Cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. They just given us all the information, bit by bit, spreading it out so we can know it but not use it. See it but not touch it. What is alkaline? Alkaline is the power of hydrogen pH above 7.0. That don't make no sense, does it? The hell is that? Here they go with that scientific stuff so you don't understand. See, because if you would actually get it, you get it. Now, there's one proton in a hydrogen. A proton is a positive electric charge. Electricity is pure energy expressed through matter. We are pure energy. This is why they need to have us acidic. They need us to be acidic so that they can survive. Because human beings strive in a world of stability, which is harmony, which is love, which is peace. This is the secret. They sow discord, so they can survive. That's the secret. They sow discord, so they can survive. Arguing with your family, arguing with your relatives, shooting cop games, watching zombie movies, people killing each other all the time, 24 non-stop violent video games, all day, all long, all day. Stop watching that filth. Putting yourself in a trap. Okay, now, if Mr. Trudeau is a whistleblower, then what is the information his whistle is bringing to our attention. First, he has a book called Mega Memory. Okay? This teaches people how to focus their minds. This offsets the programming. Second, his book on health teaches people how to stay away from poisons in the environment. Third, his lectures teach why. They teach about the why, the who, the how that these elite class, it shows how they manipulate and control our planet. When you know who, why, and how. Now, how does he do this? Well, since he was a Brotherhood member, and he actually helped implement the programs, as an ex-member outside of the society, he can see everything that they do because he knows what they're doing. He helped set up the environment. And now, if he's outside of the environment, then he has... he has now put himself in danger of actually becoming a victim of what he helped set up. So this is survival on Kevin Trudeau's part. This is why he's blowing the whistle. Kevin Trudeau knew exactly what he was doing because he learned the techniques from them. He learned from the best. Now, Kevin Trudeau has one up on them. And what is that? He has a conscience. And now he turned on the other side. And is trying to give as much information as he can. And he knows how they're going to react. He knows they can't kill him. Because if they kill him, it's going to prove him right. They got to discredit him. And while they're trying to discredit him, he's just spitting out truth. And they can't discredit him fast enough. Got websites popping up. So now they got to think of other ways to get you. They got your popular websites selling you survival goods and seeds and stuff. Come on, y'all. We dealing with the beast here. With unlimited amount of resources. This man knew exactly what he was doing. Because he learned from the best. Now, the next powerful tool that Kevin Trudeau has is unity. The power of unity. He knows the concept of this. Now, while doing research, I discovered a network of people called the Global Information Network. GIN for short. When you listen to the lectures, you will begin to put all of the pieces of the puzzle together. Then you will really see why Kevin Trudeau is facing 18 years in prison. The Global Information Network is not only teaching people how to become wealthy, it is also teaching people how to think. How to really free themselves from the beast. He's teaching people how the elite became the elite and at the same time building an army of free-thinking, wealthy human beings. Now think about it. You have tens of thousands of people all over the world 100% alert to the crimes of the parasitic elite class. These people, they can be your neighbors down the street. They can be your brother. They can be your sister. And you wonder why they joined this network marketing campaign. Ain't that a pyramid scheme? You involved in a pyramid scheme. Every single one of us tried that. Do you like to go to Amway or ACN or any of them things? And here comes GIN. Global Information Network. Ah, that's another scam. I knew it. Ain't nobody listening. And they're just telling you, did you read the material? No, but you ain't reading the material. Why aren't you reading the material? Because you can't read the material. Why can't you read the material? Because the pharmaceutical industry destroyed your mind. Don't even want to pick up a book no more. Even if you could pick up a book, you can't read it. Why? Because you work all the damn time. Constant misery, 24/7, vibrating misery. Catholic Church raping boys by the thousand. Misery. 9/11 terrorist attack. Misery. 24/7. Now they got this slavery movies coming out. Put us back in misery. Trying to break our spirits, taking away our pop stars. All the beautiful singers and tap dancers. All of them just dying mysteriously from these pharmaceutical drugs. Just killing them left and right. Pharmaceutical drugs. Taking our people away. And all you got to do is pick up a book and read. But how can you? Well, you better listen to me then. And do what I say. Now, the organization that Kevin Trudeau created, called the Global Information Network. They have members that are millionaires and billionaires. And these millionaires and billionaires see where this world is heading, and they are not happy. These people are a threat because they have the means to fight. These people understand the philosophy of Andrew Carnegie as he stated in the Gospels of Wealth. Now, I want y'all to understand something. I'm going to read this thing here, but I need to explain this to y'all real quick. Not all rich people are evil and vindictive and conniving. If a person is working hard and he earns his wealth, he deserves his wealth. That's the fruit of his labor. I ain't got nothing against no man driving a nice car, no lady driving a nice car, getting a good job, nothing. I'm like, go ahead. It's what y'all put you here for, to achieve what you can and just be happy. I'm so happy when I see people happy. Now, I believe that these are the people that are in GCN, Global Information Network. But how are they going to fight? They got the International Monetary Fund closing out their bank accounts. What do you think this global finance is for? If you're a millionaire and billionaire and you're fighting this system, you ain't going to have a million and billion for long. Not if he controls all the money. How are you going to fight? You can't fight the beast system with the system. That's why the global information work is going down. But let me read about what their philosophy is, the type of people that were in there. Carnegie argued that surplus wealth is put to best use, produces the greatest net benefit to society when it is administered carefully by the wealthy. This is what he says. Carnegie also argued against wasteful use of capital in the form of extravagance, irresponsible spending, or self-indulgence. Instead, promoting the administration of said capital over the course of one's lifetime toward the cause of reducing the satisfaction by the rich and poor. As a result, the wealth should administer their riches responsibly and not in a way that encourages the sloth, the drunkard, the unworthy. Okay? So keep this in mind. At the time, Andrew Carnegie was worth, get this now, $310 billion in comparison to today. He was worth $310 billion. At the time, he was the richest man on earth. This is why they couldn't say nothing to him. He's like, give it away, give it back, because it's just going to produce drunkards, unworthy, and sloth. So give it away. Because he's seen it. Okay? Now, it says, no, here. You understand, Carnegie, he bases his philosophy on the observation that the heirs of large fortunes frequently squander. Okay, that means that, you know, he's this rich man. He's in the inner circles. He sees what good money does to people. You know, it's like he's seeing the all the effects of money. He's like, this is just whacked. He sees there, it says here, frequently squandered them in riotous living rather than nurturing and growing them. Even bequeathing one's fortune to charity was no guarantee that it would be used wisely, due to the fact that there was no guarantee that a charitable organization, not under one's direction, would use the money in accordance with one's wishes. Carnegie disapproved of charity giving that maintained the poor in their impoverished state, and urged a movement towards the creation of a new mode of giving which would create opportunities for the beneficiaries of the gift to better themselves. As a result, the gift would not be simply consumed, but would be produced a productive or even greater wealth through the house. Throughout the house. Sorry about that. All right, now, there's a reason why I'm reading this. I want people to know that there are wealthy people out there that understand the importance of what Carnegie was saying. Okay? Today, there's still people out there. Now, Andrew Carnegie had the foresight to know that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that greed breeds greed. He knows this. Now, here's the question. Who was right? Who was right? Was Carnegie or the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe Coburg and Gotha, the House of Saul, the Bushes, and all of the other parasites? Was Carnegie right or were they right? These parasites are diversifying and hoarding their cash. They steal all the resources off of our planet. All the crimes that they do. Let's see, what do they do? We have we have radiation spilling in the ocean near Japan, Fukushima. Radiation. Oil spills in the Gulf. Acid rain on farmlands. We have suppression of clean Tesla technology, constant wars for hundreds of years, millions of people starving on a planet created to feed billions. We see people eating trash that the rich throw away. We see children being raped and sold into slavery, women being raped and sold into slavery. The list of corruption can go on and on and on. So the question, was he right? Was Carnegie right, or these demonic, parasitic elite right? Does it produce sloths and drunkards? Produce more than that, Carnegie. It produces demons from hell. Think about it. The parasites are now paying us to police ourselves. They are paying us with our own money to put ourselves in a police state because they know we are waking up. Now, how does that make you feel? They figure if they got you all locked up and tucked away in a FEMA camp, if you wake up while you're in that FEMA camp, you can't do a damn thing. They just come by with a hypodermic needle, put it in your arm, you go to sleep. Or they just put all that trash in your food, so every time you eat, you are medicated. Because how are you going to control your food in a FEMA camp? At least you get some relief out here when you walk around. Get an apple every now and then and snap out of it. But if that apple's GMO, and that potato chip's a GMO, and those corns and carrots are GMO, and the water you drink is fluoride, you in a state of complete drugged outness forever, all the time. Okay, now, how can you vibrate on the frequency of love, the frequency of love, with all of this madness on this planet? How can you? You can't. And this is why all this hell is here. And this is how they feed on your spirit. This is how they feed on your spirit. But put a smile on your face, because here's the great news. And the purpose of this broadcast, just by you knowing this, the frequency of the planet is changing right now. When you command that they stop doing what they are doing, it is all over. It's over. It's over for them. And the victory is yours. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Come on now. We won this. I'm happy. I'm happy all day. Just smiling, in a good mood, got energy. I mean, I get wake up in the morning, be jogging 2 hours, come home, drinking alkaline water all day, feeling just great. Because I know, I'm already thinking. I'm thinking like where I'm going to live. I'm thinking like an island, you know. Think about maybe getting married again, having a couple kids. I'm thinking about like what kind of boat I'm going. I mean, it's going to be so wonderful. I see me helping my sister out, getting her off a bad diet. And she starts to get all young and slim again, and happy, and energy, and my sister can sing. Woo! She can sing. We'll tear the house down. And if we just get all these singers out here, and we all just singing and happy, that will vibrate and heal this world. Come on, y'all. I know you can see it. Black people sing. We dance. We feel good. Ain't been feeling that lately, huh? But down to down, a Snickers bar, stop eating the fast food, get away from McDonald's, stop eating the crap, get your butt alkaline again, learn how to do it, and start singing. And that vibration will just tear these beasts apart. Now I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
To keep secret. That is the major fact that they want to keep secret. Not the law of attraction. The fact that your brain is the one that transmits frequency. That is the major thing that is desperate amongst the elite class to keep secret. Now, when you consider today, throughout history, the rulers around the world of the various countries are mostly members of secret societies. And again, past President Bush was a well-known, documented member of Skull and Bones. These people who founded the CIA, again, watch the movie The Good Shepherd, well-known members of the Skull and Bones Secret Society of Yale University, Senator John Kerry, many, many senators, many U.S. Supreme Court justices are mostly members of secret societies. And again, past President Bush was a well-known, documented member of Skull and Bones. These people who founded the CIA, again, watch the movie The Good Shepherd, well-known members of the Skull and Bones Secret Society of Yale University, Senator John Kerry, many, many senators, many U.S. Supreme Court justices, most, actually all of today's billionaires, if you pick up the magazine that talks about the billionaires of the world, every single one of them are members, and many of them readily admit membership into secret societies. So all the people that control the governments, all the people that control today's monopolies, what monopolies are we talking about? The monopolies are necessities that no matter what the economy, it still is being used. So food is obviously one of the most important commodities and necessities. So those around the world that control food supplies, when you go to various countries, there are sometimes in many countries, there are, you know, less than 50 people that control virtually all the food supply in those countries. In America, for example, when you go into a restaurant, do you know that 90% of all restaurant food is supplied by one supplier? They control the food. So people control food supply. That's a monopoly. Those who control oil, that's a monopoly. Those are the two most prevalent. There's about 12 other monopolies as well. But those are the two obviously most common and prevalent. So these people that control these monopolies do not want you to know the truth about your own ability. And what we're talking about here, and what Einstein talked about, and what Thomas Edison documented, they documented this fact scientifically, is that your brain emits a frequency or an energy. It transmits a frequency, a vibration, or an energy. It also receives it. Okay? So that is the fact. And the reason why we haven't heard more about it is because the people that control the free flow of information globally do not want you to know it. Because if you do know it, then you will realize how much power you have, and that you in fact have Aladdin's lamp and your own personal genie, which can make anything you want happen. With this knowledge and how to use this knowledge, you can have, be, or do anything you want. You have the power. We're going to talk about some challenges you have right now and how to correct those. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Did I answer your question? Good. Any other questions, comments, or observations? Yes.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, now, like the law of attraction, we have to understand a valuable principle. You have to place the seed in the ground and water that seed for it to grow. Okay? You cannot sit by and think. You can sit on the sidelines and just think evil away. Now, I was watching a video online the other day, and it's called Beyond the Secret Law of Attraction Better Explained. Just like that. Beyond the Secret Law of Attraction Better Explained. Now, I'm going to tell you a quote that I heard. Actually, I'm not going to do the quote. This was said by a man by the name of Leon Brown. I'm going to paraphrase it and then throw some my own stuff in there. Okay? His name is Les Brown. Listen to it. He was explaining how a bamboo tree takes 5 to 7 years before you start to see it grow. Okay? You have to nurture the soil and water the seeds for 5 to 7 years before you see it grow. Now, this takes knowledge and faith. Because if you do not know how the bamboo grows, You will never know. But if you understand that you have to nurture the soil, give it sunlight, make sure the weeds are clean and kept watered, and doing it for 5 years, then the bamboo will grow. This is the law of attraction. This is the law of attraction at work in the analogy of the bamboo tree. This is also the faith of the mustard seed. You have to know you have the victory for victory to come. Therefore, you have to do something to make that victory come. Therefore, if you want Christ to come, then you have to clean your house. But get this. When you are cleaning your house, you will begin to realize that He is already there. Think about it. You got to do some work now. Now, I mention this because for years we have been sitting on the sidelines. We just been watching the game. We are sitting and waiting while our planet is being destroyed. We let fearmongers, agent provocateurs, CIA informants, FBI informants, opportunists and fools play the game as we sit and watch. As we sit and watch them conflate issues and cause discord to point where nobody, they cause discord to the point where nobody trusts anybody. Think about it. Think about it. Oh, he's an informant. Oh, he's an agent. Now, he's an agent. Now, he's an informant. Now what? Who do you trust? This is part of the plan. This is why you have to take action. This is your life, not theirs. Being scared into buying their products, the poison. Probably agents of the pharmaceutical industry. You think you're buying freedom and you're buying poison. Are you 100% sure you can trust who you listen to? Not 99%, not 95%, 100%. If you can't trust that person 100%, that 1% will kill you. Perfect example. We got 1% killing this whole world right now. I say this because we are waiting for groups like the Truth Movement to save us. Yet this system is bought and paid for by the parasitic elite. This whole truth movement, we are witnessing the rebirth of humanity. People are waking up by the millions all over our planet. This is not unknown to the parasitic elite class. They know that their time is coming to a close. They hope to cause so much discord that they can rule just a little while longer. So they understand the power of truth. They understand the power of truth. This is why we cannot sit by and listen to fearmongers, agent provocateurs, CIA informants, FBI informants, opportunists, and fools. We are being brainwashed by the parasites. They are doing this by using techniques called neuro-linguistic programming. The parasites are doing this with their temporary control over the mainstream and alternative media. This is how they confuse damn near everyone on this planet. One of the most obvious programs is the fear-based program. This program allows them to declare a 100-year war on terror. This fear-based program allows them to remain in power. They give you 100% fear and 0% solutions. Think about that phrase. 9/11 was an inside job. Inside of every man's chest beats a powerful, emotional feeling heart. Think about that. 9/11 is an inside job. Inside of every man's chest beats a powerful, emotion-feeling heart. What man feels inside is manifested outside. If 9/11 is an inside job, what work is 9/11 doing to you on the inside? Hello. If 9/11 is terror, if 9/11 is a Patriot Act, if 9/11 is loss of freedom, if 9/11 is an inside job, what work is 9/11 doing inside of you? So who came up with this phrase, 9/11? Was an inside job. How do you feel when you think about 9/11? Right now, let's do a test. Do you feel freedom and joy? Or do you feel fear and sadness? The fear that you feel was placed there by the media you consume. This fear is the food of the parasites. The parasites are the creators of the fear-based programming. This is neuro-linguistic programming. Think about it. So now you got to know how to think for yourself. And it's going to take work. These parasites are using fear-based programming to bring in the law of attraction. Remember, matter plus equilibrium plus energy can equal hate creation. This vibrational energy produces the frequency of hate. This is called hate creation. Hate creation is unstable because it creates an unstable, it creates an imbalance in nature. This imbalance is what we see on our planet. This is why we see so much hate on the planet. This is the neuro-linguistic program. And this is what's being pushed by the so-called truth movement, as they use the illusion of freedom and liberty. Freedom, liberty, freedom, liberty. Fear! Freedom, liberty, freedom, liberty, fear. Come on now. We are powerful human beings created by Allah. How can we fall for this little devilish trick? Come on now, you better than that. All praise Allah. Now I have a question. With all this freedom and alternative media, why is it taking so damn long for them to discover the Achilles heel, the Achilles heel of the New World Order? Why is it taking them so long? Kevin Trudeau created CD number 5 4 years ago. He has written multiple books. He had radio shows. He gave lectures. He got multiple websites. And yet he is ignored by the truth movement. I have been reading these books and doing this research for only 3 weeks. And I can see clearly the Achilles heel of the New World Order. We hear them speaking about how vaccines are the cause of autism and how drugs like Ritalin are responsible for all the school shootings and these fear-based programming broadcasts. But when they have to give credit to the whistleblower that gave all this information, no one gives credit to him. Is anybody hearing me today? They take this man's information to sell you fear. But when he needs help, they are nowhere to be found. So what's the matter? Do they believe the lies of the mainstream media? Are they aware that the FDA and the FTC is bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry? That's what they tell us. If the media is bought by them, and they're telling us that all day, then why aren't you defending this man? Obviously, they're attacking him. Don't you find his information truthful? What is the Food and Drug Administration anyway? Think about it. How can they create an agency called the Food and Drug Administration? Food and Drug Administration. But look, when you and I or some other person, when people say that food is medicine, they want to call you crazy. All these different edible plants can be used for cancer, diabetes, herbs, and they want to just say, no, that's quackery. Come on now. Allah made that. It's made perfectly, not quackery. It's vibrating on a frequency, perfect frequency, set by Allah to cure whatever you need. Out there in nature, just perfectly set up. It ain't quackery. No, it ain't quackery. What you're doing is thievery. I want to bring this to your attention because I just started researching this man's information on the 26th of October. After reading his books, listening to his material, I can now see all of the information they have stolen from this man. Many of the people we see in the so-called truth movement take his information. They make it their own and never give this man credit. Now, does this sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? Who stole the story of the ancient Hebrews and Egyptians and called it their own? Who stole the story of Yahushua, the Nazarene, and called it their own? Who stole the story of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hussein, Hussein, and Zakiah, and made it their own? This is the method of operation of the beast. We are watching his children in action. I would not be surprised if the media personalities we see in mainstream and alternative media are relatives or members of the secret societies themselves. They are working for the ones they claim they are fighting against. This is the beast. Shouldn't it be obvious now? Ain't defending this man. Now, this brings me to another important question. Because those in the media field that are listening to the fear mongers, they got issues. But just in case you don't listen to them, and you think, well, pff, this ain't for me. I don't listen to this anyway. Why is it when you question what is supposed to be established as truth, you are ostracized? Truth should never fear being questioned. If there is fear, there is a lie. Here's a little advice. If you ask a question in the spirit, the energy of love, the answer should be in the spirit of love. This is the law of the universe, the law of attraction. Ask and ye shall receive. Not ask and you will be ostracized. Hello. Now, I went through this a few years ago. I asked a question. I said, the name Israel, are we 100% sure he was named by the God or a God? I presented this question in They Live Because We Sleep. Because I asked this question, I found that this question was too much for some. Now, if we are to be the people of the book, now I'm speaking to the black Jews, the black Hebrews that call ourselves Israelites, how can we be an example if we do not practice what we say we represent? Truth should never fear being questioned. If there is fear, there is a lie. When we discover the lie of white supremacy, when we discovered the lie of white supremacy and discovered the original people of the book, we became proud and excited to know the truth. The truth, the truth, the truth. This truth has brought us together to a point. In order for us to go that last mile, we're going to have to respect each other and look at all of the information that each of us is presenting. Truth should never fear being questioned. If there is fear, there is a lie. There's a reason why the parasitic elite have suppressed Africans all over this earth. From Babylon to Timbuktu. From year 1550 BC to 2013 AD, black people have been in bondage. This is in their history. There, the elites, the parasitic's history, this is in their history. They have used their system of white supremacy to suppress how the non-Africanized Arabs in the Middle East destroyed the kingdoms of Kemet. To the European destruction of Africa since 1552 AD. Now, discovering that the original people of the book are of color is just the tip of the iceberg, brothers and sisters. You think that's it? They're black. Okay, that's it. Now, break open the book. Still taking the fluoride. Don't even know what you're reading. Ain't exercising. Go to church once a week. Don't even know which day is the correct one. Hello. Now let's call ourselves Hebrew. Now let's criticize the Christians and do the same thing they're doing, but just under another name. Can't go no further, can you? Tip of the iceberg. Now, we have to question the religions now. If they lied about them being black and the people that wrote the book lied about it, got Jesus white everywhere, don't you think some other stuff might be missing? Wake up! Damn! Now, we got questions about our religion. We have questions about our culture. How was it? We have questions about our language, written, our speech. Words are powerful. They changed our speech, took our language. We have the questions about our God and gods. We don't know anything about that. Yet the most powerful source of this information is one another. And we still can't come together. It's a damn shame. Now, I mention this because if Ezekiel 37, 1 through 15 is to be fulfilled, then we need to go that last mile. We need to go that last mile. I'm willing to walk that last mile. I ask Ayah, I pray, oh Ayah, that you are willing to walk that last mile with me. Now, that's all I'm going to say on that. That's all I'm going to say on that. I hope somebody out there got that. Now, back to Kevin Trudeau. Back to Kevin Trudeau. The most people that do not listen to Who in That or understand the struggles that we as black people on this planet go through, I know y'all right now are listening and you're a little bit confused. But I want to make this clear and why we are important to the survival of this planet. Okay? Now, there's a reason why your forefathers have lied to you about your history and your religion. They don't care about you. Religion is, look the word up, it means bondage and rituals to a culture that really isn't yours. I'm just paraphrasing the explanation. I did a whole study on this. Go through my broadcast. You can find it. But let's get back to this. The three major religions on this planet, Islam, Judaism, are all linked together. They're all linked together. Islam, Judaism, Christianity. Blam, blam, blam. The main religion, the core of the other, the core of the religion, of the three religions, is called Judaism. In all three books, the Torah and the Old Testament, the Bible, and the Quran. So that's the Torah, including the Old Testament. The Bible and the Quran tell us that a tribe of people called the Jews are God's chosen. And these people will save the planet. We are told that these people are in Israel. We have been told, those of us that have been taught by the Christian faith, we have been told that this is true. Yet, we now find that this is not truth. We find the same parasitic elite lying and deceiving class. We find them deceiving and lying to the whole planet, once again. During the time of the monarchs, they used religion to control. Now they're using the military. They're using the economy. And just a dash of religion. So, Hebrews are very important to the survival of this planet. Original, true, Egyptian, black, Hebrews. If everyone continued to expose the fact that the system of religion was carefully constructed by the parasitic elite, during the times of the monarch from the Middle East to Europe, If people admit that this system of white supremacy is intertwined with racism, slavery, and Christianity, if people really begin to grasp this fact, then maybe we all might start communicating. Then maybe we all might start respecting each other's cultures and respecting how each culture worships Allah. When you go back to the basics, matter plus equilibrium plus energy equals creation. How can you or I tell anyone how they honor Allah? Is anybody hearing me today? Even the name Allah breaks down to the law of matter. I got it on the website, HebrewsWakeUp.com. Spelled out Allah. Just in simple English so all can understand. You got the arm, the why? It means to worship. It means to throw. It means to work. Work, throw, worship. That's matter. Work, throw, worship. Matter. But look at that worship. How do you do that? Look, reveal, breath. Look. I can see. I'm bright. I'm awake. Reveal. My mind is open. This is pure energy. Intention. Even the name Ayah talks about the law of attraction. Frequency. Back to the basics. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break and I will be right back. Okay, welcome back. I'm going to finish out on the last areas of this broadcast on the solutions. This is an important part. This is a section where we figure out what do we do. You already know what to do, because I told you already. But we're going to bring a little bit more detail. A little bit more detail, because I have a feeling that a few of you need a little bit more convincing. So we're just going to go into some detail right now. Details on what? Well, what's a parasite? What's a parasite? A parasite. This word parasite, it has two meanings. Pre-18th century meaning and present meaning. This word comes from the Greek word parasitos. Parasitos is two words, para, meaning alongside, and sitos, meaning wheat or grain, or sitos, meaning wheat or grain. Parasitos, parasitas. It's probably sitos. It don't matter. This sitos, meaning wheat or grain, this is a reference to food. So when the Greeks put these words together, this is what they meant. Eating at the side of, as one would when sitting at the table. Parasitis. Think about that. This means that the Greeks understood that when someone lives off of the work of another person and does not contribute, this person is feeding off of your hard work. During the 1700s, this term parasite was used to describe biological organisms that lived inside another organism. They lived inside of a host. They are dependent on the host to survive. They need the host to live. They need the host to grow. They cannot live on their own or they will die. The parasites need the host to gain strength and multiply. They benefit at the expense of the host, and the host loses strength and sometimes dies. Now, this is an explanation of the organism called a parasite. That's the organism. Does this sound familiar? The Greeks had the same problem we are having today. This is why Yahushua, listen up, of 160 BC had to come. The Egyptians of 1550 BC had the same problem we have today. We call them the Hyksos or the Amalekites. Some might even call them Kenites. The Hebrews of the tribe of Banu Hashem had this problem in Petra. When the tribe of the Nabataeans oppressed the tribe of Muhammad and Ali. Today we are having this problem. The tribes today are called the tribe of Saud, the tribe of Rothschild, the tribe of Rockefeller, the tribe of Saxo-Coburg-Gotha, the tribe of Habsburg-Lorraine, and many, many more. The royal bloodline started out as tribes. These tribes link way back. Do your research or listen to the broadcast. I tell you all about it. Have been for the past 3 years. The power they have is the power we give them. This is why they have to remain in the shadows to survive. They are weak without our complacence. Our complacence. They do not build, they steal. They do not invent, they lend. They steal our water, energy, soil, health, our ideas, and our lives. They do this because without us, they cannot survive. This is the parasitic elite, whom are the same today as yesterday. When you comprehend that the elite, like the parasites, are using our strength to destroy ourselves, you begin to wonder, how do these bloodsuckers get off our back? This parasite is very clever. It has to be, because it is very weak and very small. The parasite has to hide and sneak into its host. In order for the parasite to remain hidden, it has to manipulate the laws of nature. It has to mimic. It has to duplicate. It has to manipulate the mind of its host. Now, let's make it very simple. In case y'all don't understand, let's put it in the terms we can understand. It's like having a relative that lives at your house. This relative does not work, but is eating all of your food and wasting all of your energy. This relative is causing stress and disharmony in your household. And why are they doing this? They are doing this so they can live free as long as possible. In some cases, the parasitic relative lies. The parasitic relative steals things in your house. The parasitic relative will even cause arguments and discord in your house. When you find out that they are causing disharmony in your household, you immediately kick the parasite out of your house. When the parasitic relative is removed, then so is the discord, stress, and disharmony. The key is to know you have a parasite in your house. Because knowing is half the battle. Hello. Thank you, G.I. Joe, for giving us that little hint, wink, wink, of information. Knowing is half the battle. We got a parasite. We won half the battle, Hebrews. Guess what the other half is? Doing the work. And what's the work? What I just said for the past hour and a half. Download it and re-listen to it. Get to work. Therefore, the Achilles heel of the parasitic elite class is exposure. They cannot exist in the light. A person cannot steal from you if you are looking right at them. Think of the story of Achilles. He was half god, son of an ocean goddess. He could heal his whole body, but not his heel. Now keep your mind on that word heel. He was killed when an arrow pierced his heel. When I think of Achilles, I am reminded of a god by the name, really the demonic god by the name of Mercury. Now, why am I reminded? Because don't Mercury have the little wings on his heels? Did you know that this god Mercury is one of the major gods of the so-called elite class? They call him Hermes. So therefore, Hermes is Mercury. Mercury is also known as the messenger of God. The names Hermes and Mercury are worshipped by the secret societies under the name of another god called Hermes Trismegistus. Hermes Trismegistus is the combination of the Egyptian god Thoth and the Greek god Hermes. Now, this information is very important to understand. Very important to understand. The Greek god Thoth can be traced back to 1500 BC. Think of that time frame. What happened in 1550 BC? 50 years later, 1500 BC. Uh-oh. Thoth came then? What's going on here? What did the Hyksos leave behind? What did the Amalekites leave behind? What did they leave behind that created the need for the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov? What did they leave behind? Just 50 years later? You can trace it from the serpent god of the Hyksos to Set, to Amun, to Thoth under Thutmose. After the Hyksos brought their religion into Egypt, it was one god taking over another god, taking over another god, and on and on. This is why Akhenaten changed his name and why his family was usurped and hidden for thousands of years. Learn the story. Very important to our story. After worship of Aten, after Akhenaten was usurped, after the worship of Aten, there was Amun, then Horus, then Amun, then Set, then Re, then Amun, and on and on and on until the Greeks came in and took over Egypt. Now, how do you think they took over Egypt? You didn't even know which Iyaba served. Then threw out the only brother that was trying to put you right, Akhenaten. And now you lost Egypt. Don't be complaining about it now. Go back to your ancestors. But you just want to run around being Egyptian. Don't have a clue that the Egyptian religion that you are worshiping and understanding is given to you by this beast. Rosicrucianism. Think you found the truth. Wake up. When the Greeks looked and researched the culture of the ancient Egyptians, they found Thoth way back during the time of 1500. 1500. Thutmose. Just 50 years. Why do you think they found this one? Curious, huh? Guess what? It's the same one. The one that destroyed us back in 1500 till the time the Greeks went in and found it. They just gave themselves away. Are you hearing me today? Wake up! All praise are y'all. They saw that Thoth was like Hermes. No, it's the same damn thing. So the Greeks took their god Hermes and the god of the Egyptians named Thoth and created a new god called Hermes Trismegistus. This god, which can be traced back to 600 BC, is the god that the demonic elite worship today. Hello, today. Right now. Hello, today. You can find elements of it in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Why? Because where there is religion, there is power. And where there is power, there are the parasites. Now, let me explain to you the characteristics of Hermes. He is the god of finance, the god of trade, the god of theft, the god of inventions, the Da Vinci Code, Leonardo da Vinci, Rosicrucian Order, I invented gravity. Come on now. He is the intercessor between mortals and divine. You mean Satan worship? You mean divination of spirits? Hello, Christians. Ding, 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 ding. Hello? How does all this sound familiar? Hermes is the father of the god of luck. These are characteristics. And guess what luck is named? Tiki. Remember Tiki? T-Y-C-H-E, Tiki. Guess what? Tiki is also Nibiru. Remember Planet X? Or Nibiru? Remember that was supposed to come on December 21st, 2012 and bring in the demonic elite? Remember that? Now keep this in mind. Tiki is luck. Luck is the daughter of Hermes. Luck is fortune, a characteristic of Hermes. If the parasite understand the power of attraction, then what was on many people's mind on December 21st, 2012? Think about it. They put this out there. Why? They put fear. Here comes Nibiru. Here comes the aliens. Here they come. They're coming in on their ship. But then people are like, exposure. Project Bluebeam. Internet destroyed that. Now they don't know what to do. They got to think of a religion to come up with now. Go listen to my broadcast. Nibiru. Or the return of the Anunnaki. Check it out. Do a whole study on this. Now think, Kevin Trudeau was or is in the Brotherhood, because I don't even know for sure right now. This could be another demonic trick. So he was or is in the Brotherhood. George Bush Jr. and Sr. are in the Skull and Bones Order. Aleister Crowley was in the Hermetic Order. Most of the founding fathers were in the Hermetic Orders called the Rosicrucians. Hitler was in the Fool Society, more like the Fool Society, another cult order. Now all these people are the so-called elite, y'all. Come on, these are the leaders, the writers of the books. We know these people. They put them in our face every day. We gotta look at Hitler, look at Hitler, look at Hitler, look at Hitler. Stalin, Stalin, Stalin. They don't let these people die. They honor these people. You don't honor a thief or a murderer. You let his name die. They keep him alive. Got movies out every week. Hitler. This is how they become the so-called elite. The parasite elite, the parasitic elite, these people are insane. They've been breeding each other for a long time. They're crazy. They are insane. They're insane. They are the politicians we see all over the world. They're the ones creating agencies like the Federal Trade Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the League of Nations, now the United Nations, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the European Union, the Federal Reserve Bank, the Central Bank, they control it all! They are the parasitic elite class. This is vital for you to understand, vital for you to comprehend. They have the power to create this organization because they are in these secret societies. They have the power to create the organization of Central Bank, the organization of Federal Reserve Bank, the organization of the FTC, and the Food and Drug Administration, because they control it all. And guess what? These secret occult orders, guess who they worship? Hermes Trismegistus. Now do you know why the Hebrews are enslaved all over the world? Why the slave trade happened? And why the original Hebrews of the seed of Jacob are black people? Of course. Is it making sense now? Why we got Nazis everywhere, running stuff and white supremacy, destroying us, aborting our babies, locking us up in prison. And guess what? Guess what they call the leader when you're like an apprentice under this occult order? They call him the man. So when we out there saying that, man, the man, who's doing it to you? The man. They laughing because they know it's the man. And every time we say it's the man, they say, you damn right it is. Listen to those 14 CDs. You hear Kevin Trudeau tell you about it. Now, how many of you remember Revelations 12:9? The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the world astray, the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Now look at these words. Dragon and serpent, hurled, thrown down to earth. Now, if y'all want more information on that, I did a broadcast about Zion, the name of Zion. Listen to it and learn. Understand where we are right now. Now, the staff of Hermes, this demon is carrying a staff. This is called the caduceus. Now, listen to the history of the caduceus. This caduceus staff. Very important. We're seeing this symbol a lot lately. The symbol of the caduceus comes from a parasite. How convenient. Now y'all got to understand, Allah is teaching right now. Because all this information that I'm collecting and putting together, as I'm doing it, I'm like, whoa, that's what that comes from. Okay. Wow, thanks. Okay. Allah's teaching right now, so wake up. The caduceus comes from a parasite called Little Dragon from Medina. The parasite is called Little Dragon from Medina. Now, what tribe is in the area of Medina today? Hello? Can anyone say Saud? Can you see how this is putting the pieces of the puzzle together? Now, I'm going to explain this parasite called the Little Dragon because it has an interesting story. Okay? The parasite called the Little Dragon from Medina has a story. How it actually became the little snakes on the staff. Many of y'all said that, no, this comes from Moses. Oh, really? Okay. Believe that. Let me tell you where it really comes from. Now, the name is called, of this parasite, it's called Dracunculus medinensis. Alright? Dracunculus medinensis, which translates the little dragon from Medina. Now, think about this word. D-R-A-C-U-N. Dracun. The word dracun is also like Dracula. Like Dracula. Therefore, Count Dracula is a blood-sucking parasite as well. He's just playing with us. Dracula. His fangs. Sucking your blood. Living all of your life energy. Count Dracula. Transylvania. Related to the Saxe-Coburg Gopher. Sucking your blood. Saxe-Coburg Gopher. The ones down in the Congo chopping off millions of our hands, making us work for free for some damn rubber. Worshiping Mercury. Look at Rise of the Black Messiah, Pawns and Rebels. Listen to it. Look at the pictures. Caduceus up there killing us. Stage one. The little dragon enters the human body when a human being drinks unfiltered water containing copepods or small crustaceans infected with little dragon larvae. Once ingested, the crustaceans die. While the larvae travel down into the small intestines, the parasite, the internal wall, and they eventually make their living in the abdominal cavity. Approximately 100 days after, the larvae will begin to molt, mature, and mate, while the males are broken down by the body. That's stage one. They get in you by drinking water. Then they settle down into your damn abdominal muscle and just live there for 100 days. Hiding out. When you can just eat a clove of garlic and kill them. But ain't no garlic in Africa now. They done took all the stuff that we can use to heal ourselves. In Africa. Taking all the resources. You just sit here and die. Don't even eat dirt. That's what they think about us. This is the parasite happening right now. Look at the octon. So disgusting. So horrible. Stage two. The females carrying fertilized eggs must find a way to manipulate the host into getting their larvae into the water where the larvae can develop into its infectious stage. Now think about this now. This is talking about the parasite. Where they get the Caduceus symbol? Well, Hermes Trismegistus is carrying his symbol. Like victory, how he destroyed us. This is where he decides to get that, his symbol from. And then call it and say that, oh, it's the staff of Moses. Oh, wow. Another slap in the face. Hello. They are just laughing at us. They are laughing at us. And they are the only ones laughing. The parasite's method of doing this is by traveling to the surface of the host skin, resulting in the blisters that are the symptoms of infection, since the host will most likely travel to the water to relieve the pain. They keep calling it host. To, like, you know, relieve the sting a little bit. But let me just put this in perfect English. Or understandable English. Because I don't know what perfect English is. I don't know what this language we speak. It ain't ours. The host is the human being. When you go to drink water, you got this, your fresh water that's supposed to be there for you, that Allah has created. There's some damn parasite in there called the little dragon from Medina. You drink that parasite. It lays in your stomach for 100 days. And then, after 100 days, it makes you go to water. It's taking control of your brain, making you go to Walter after 100 days. And guess what happens? You start to get blisters in areas that they know you are going to put in Walter. This is a very intelligent parasite. He's thinking, we're going to make sure that you dip this part in the water. Since the host will most likely travel to the water to relieve the pain. Stage 3. This gives the opportunity for the female parasite to escape and release the larvae. Once released, the stage 1 larvae are eaten by the copod, allowing the larvae to develop into its stage 3 infection state and waiting for a human to digest the crustians and repeat the cycle again. Now think. The parasite will travel to the lower leg and your feet to make you dip your feet in the water. This contaminates the water. Then the next person comes by, drinks the water, and the process starts all over again. So where does the parasite actually have its best joy? When does it have its best joy? When it doesn't have to do work. And when doesn't it have to do work? For 100 days. It lays in your stomach for 100 days just living. And then when it realizes that it needs to do some work, it causes a blister to be exposed on your foot, forcing you to the water. You get to the water, release some more of its little parasites in the water, and your brother, your sister, your mother, your uncle, whoever comes by, drinks the water. And now they got infected with a parasite, so the parasite can live there for 100 more days, and the process goes on and on and on. That's an intelligent parasite. Now, this is very important to comprehend. These parasites can be traced back to ancient Egypt. They call the parasites the little dragon from Medina. The reason why the caduceus has a snake wrapped around it is because the healer had to slowly remove the parasite out with a stick. Now think about that now. There's a reason why. Everything has a reason on this planet. Remember, everything that's created is intention. Everything that's created is created by man. Everything that's created starts with an idea. So everything that is created has a story. What is the story of the caduceus? And why is it they got two snakes wrapped around a stick? I'm telling it to you right now. The traditional technique, winding the worm out on a stick has been a successful treatment for centuries. An alternative method is done by surgically removing the worm. The surgical procedure is only successful if the worm is near the surface of the skin. Therefore, the only way to remove the worm is with a stick or surgery. Now, were they doing surgery back in the day? Or did they use a stick? They're more patient back in the day. Why make it worse? You had it in there. Just wrap it around the stick. And then we take the worm out. Now, I read this to bring this to your attention. During the times of the ancient Egyptians, a healer would take a small stick and slowly pull the little dragon out of your body. If the head would break off, the parasite died. This would lead to arthritis and paralysis in the spinal cord. This would poison your body, and then it would kill you. Okay? Kills the body. Therefore, the healer was the only one in the village that could remove the little dragon. This is why the medical symbols in the pharmaceutical products and on the ambulance vehicles and in hospitals and the World Health Organization are of this caduceus. It comes from the little dragon from Medina. It is a symbol of the parasite, the snake, the dragon. It is the symbol of the beast. They cannot deny it. You can connect the dots, point A to point B, for yourself. Just use your brain to think. Now, how do we know this to be fact? Well, you can see them taking over the healing industry today. Attacking this man, Kevin Trudeau. Taking over medicine and food. The healers are now called doctors. And we see the two little dragons, the parasites, wrapped around a stick as the symbol of the takeover. Now think. The god of trade and finance is Hermes, which is the messenger of the occult. Hermes is Mercury, the god which the demonic wings, okay? Mercury is the god where you see the demonic wings on his heel. You have these wings on the heel of Hermes. He is flying around carrying the caduceus, giving people luck, wealth, and poison. People, this is just scratching the surface. I'm just scratching the surface. Oh, ayah. Ayah, ayah. Bind and bound the demons. Oh, ayah. Thank you, ayah, for this message. Bring down these parasites. Oh, ayah. Bring them down. Expose them for who they are. Show that the emperor has no clothes. Oh, yeah. Now, I mention all of this because the wings represent two things on the ankles of Hermes. The first, it should be a reminder of where his weakness is. What is this weakness? His weakness is the messenger. His weakness is the messenger. He is mocking the ones that are going to pull his ass off of this planet. The messengers are his Achilles heel. What do I mean? Now, many of you Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov understand where I'm going. Hopefully. Because I've been going there for years now. Where am I going with this? Got the little wings on your ankles. Flying around, Hermes. Where am I going with this, Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov? What does it mean? Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy heel, and thou shall bruise, it shall bruise thy head. Let me clarify. It shall bruise thy head. The seed of Yaakov shall bruise thy head. The seed of Yaakov shall smash it, chop it off. So let me continue. And thou shall bruise his heel. He's saying, you serpent are going to bruise his heel. Ayah told us that the serpent, the dragon from Medina, he told us that you, little dragon, little snake, little serpent, the one running around with the caduceus symbol, the one destroying the planet, the one causing death and starvation everywhere, he said, you dragon, you snake, you serpent, the one that is worshipped by the royal bloodlines all over this earth, the demonic 1%, the ones that are hearing this message, the ones that are listening to me right now, you manipulator of DNA, trying to steal Ayah's earth and genetically modify his planet. You, little dragon from Medina, cannot escape your judgment because Ayah put enmity between you and us. So we know who you are. Our heels you may bruise, but your head is off. It is written. It is written. Now, I had to go off a little bit there. Sorry about that. No, I ain't sorry. I'm happy I said it. Now, let me continue. What does the name Yaakov mean? Usurper. Heel catcher. Heel catcher. Hebrews are the seed of Yaakov. The Hebrews from Akhenaten to Yahushua to Muhammad to Ali to Zechariah. The Hebrews have been spreading the message about the beast for over 3,000 years. When he attempts to fly away, we will catch his heel, and his head is ours. When you think about Achilles' heel being pierced by that owl, imagine the owl as the fire of truth that is coming out of your mouth. The owl, which is the fire of truth coming out of your mouth, will pierce the heel of the usurpers and destroy their message of lies with the message of truth. Can you hear what I am saying to you today? We have the victory. The Achilles heel of the parasite is exposed. They can no longer survive in the light. Throw him up, get him out your gut, so the sun can burn his life away. Now think about this. The parasite cannot stand exposure to the light. He can't survive. Everyone on this planet is starting to see that 1% control the planet. They control 99%. People are starting to see the deceptions of the major religions. The final nail in the coffin is when the Yiddish, listen now, the final nail in the coffin. You're going to listen to them. What is the final nail in the coffin? The final nail in the coffin is this. When the Yiddish Germanic bloodline of the tribe of Saxo-Coburg-Gotha and the Mongolian Nabatean Edomite bloodline of the tribe of Saud are completely exposed, this is what you are hearing today. And have been hearing for the past 3 years on my broadcast, Signs and Wonders. It is over for them. Over for them. Over. Okay, now I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to finish up. And I will be right back.
This is pretty pack. True with the triple back. You ain't never faced a bigger bet. You ain't never seen a bigger threat. This is wild, getting really up a bag of illy. Iced out on the sand like a jelly willy. You ain't never faced a bigger bet. This is wild, it's a triple threat. In the world that's been frozen, it comes to your chosen. Climbing from the dead, overthrow the emotion. Thoughts of evil, controlling our people. This is wild, and the wisdom is laid to 422, stopping. Strike a match like the sun, watch the preview. Life is a game played once, don't refuse to. Three and a few in life, we are true to.
This is wild, this is pretty fat. Two with the triple back. You ain't never faced a bigger threat.
You ain't never seen a bigger threat.
If you try to really talk, fuck what you really got. Not many pops in top, silly pop. Like to kill the cat, ice like the polar cat. Genre is illy rock, so classic, kill me rap. Your phantom power, my anthem was fight the power. The truth is of which I write, and which I recite the power. It's our spit, my night through this very time. An hour with disrespect, a light we shine, 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 shine.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, friends and family. You're listening to Dawid Echo Maccabeus, Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. November 16th, 2013. Welcome back. This is going to be the final part of this broadcast. Okay. And I call it the mustard seed. The mustard seed. Mustard seed. Okay? Book of Matthew, chapter 13. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it grows, it is the greatest amongst herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. How many of you know that the mustard seed, how many of you knew that the mustard seed was an herb? How many? How many of you understand that this herb is medicine? Now, Yahushua said that the mustard seed was of the smallest of seed, yet it is the greatest of herbs. The greatest of herbs. Yahushua said this. 160 BC. Get your dates right. Now listen to what is inside this powerful seed. It has vitamin A, vitamin B1, thiamine, vitamin B2, riboflavin, vitamin B3, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12. All them vitamins, B's in there, in A. That right there is your nails, your skin, your hair, your brain. Mustard seed. It has vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, tendons, ligaments, blood vessels, scar tissue, wound healing, bones, teeth, repair and maintenance of cartilage, the immune and central nervous system. Vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K. It has calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, and zinc. You get all of this from this little seed. Now listen to the health benefits. Mustard seed fights against asthma, helps with weight loss, slows down aging, protects against gastroid intestinal cancer, fights against rheumatoid arthritis, helps to relieve muscle pain, lowers cholesterol, helps strengthen the heart, stimulates hair growth, helps with constipation, relieves stress, fights dandruff and dry scalp, fights skin infections, and improves the immune system. Damn, who needs Kevin Trudeau's information? Just read Matthew chapter 13. Take a spoonful of organic mustard and drink some fresh water and call it a day. The book of Matthew chapter 17. And Yahushua said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Grain of a mustard seed. How powerful is a mustard seed? I just told you how powerful mustard seed was. If you had the faith of a grain of the mustard seed, you would tell a mountain to move, and it will move. And nothing means nothing, shall be impossible unto you. I heard that. Now that you know how powerful this small grain is called the mustard seed, can you now understand the parable of faith? The seed knows its power. The seed knows it will become a mighty tree that will heal the nation of Ayah. The seed says, I am small, but I am powerful because Ayah made me this way. Brothers and sisters, have the faith of a mustard seed and know that we have the victory. Say unto that mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Ooh, feel it today. All praise I am. Feel it today. This is truth. I'm speaking to you right now. Nothing but 100% truth. You can pick the book up and read it yourself. They left it in there because they didn't know what they were doing. We are dealing with fools and idiots. They got a parasitic brain. They're crazy. They're insane. We got the insane running the insane asylum. Hello. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove. Now, I'm going to put a little icing on the cake for everybody. This victory cake. Because I just keep coming. I'm going to keep it coming. I'm like Muhammad Ali fighting the beast. I'm punishing him. Punching him up his jaw, upside his head. I know I can knock him out, but I'm just going to dance with him a little bit. I'm going to float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Muhammad, all praise Muhammad. Ali, all praise Ali. Muhammad Ali, knocking you out. So let's put some icing on the victory cake. How many of you know about the Bilderbergs? You heard this Bilderberg? Do you know what Bilderberg means? Well, since I live in Sweden, I speak the language of the Scandinavian people. Did you know that this is a Germanic language? It's a Germanic language. European Germanic language. Scandinavian. The Ashkenazi Jews is a Germanic tribe. Did you know that this word, Bilderberg, is two words? It means picture, and it means mountain. Berg means mountain in Swedish, Danish, German, and Dutch. Think of the slave trade. The Bilderberg is a meaning. No. The Bilderberg. What is the Bilderberg case? Some of y'all have been blind for the last years, hearing these things being popped out all over the place. Remember, it was quiet, but now it's not secret, and they go there every year, and they film it. They're filming the Bilderberg. Yeah, this is exposing it. Yeah, they're filming it. What is the Bilderberg? It is a meeting of all the most wealthiest people on the planet. This is the so-called 1%. 1%. At this meeting, these people are most likely utilizing this law of attraction. And why do I say that? Because of this word, picture, mountain. They're probably visualizing themselves as the mountains of the earth. The mountains of the earth. Now, put that together with this parable. Think about it. Yahshua is calling them out for us in the later days. He knows them. He had to deal with them. Akhenaten was dealing with them. Yahshua was dealing with them. Muhammad Ali, Fatima, Hussein, Hassan, Zakiya is dealing with them. We're dealing with them. We got their character down, so he's like, here's a parable for you. Here's a message to the future. He says to us, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, the berg, this Bilderberg member, you remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. How perfect can, how more perfect can Ayah be? If y'all ain't feeling me today, you need to eat some garlic. Get rid of them parasites in your system. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I ain't joking. If you ain't feeling me today, if you're not feeling me today, you're sick. Get some garlic, for real. All right, try to get some fresh organic garlic. Chop it up and drink it. People say, oh, garlic is poison. Yeah, it's poison to the parasite. What this is going to do, this is going to raise your level of alkaline up. Buy yourself some apple cider vinegar. Raise that level of alkaline up. Get your body healthy. If you ain't feeling me today, you need to go out and run. Get this apple cider vinegar and get some garlic. Get them parasites out your system. Get your vibration up. Because we got work to do. Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. I'm going to read something else to you. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Ye, a man, may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is Ayah. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. I don't think y'all heard that. Let me repeat that. Thou believest that there is Ayah. Do you believe in Ayah? Or do you believe in God? Do you believe in Allah? Do you believe in Yahweh? Because if you believe in any of these three, unfortunately, you're only halfway there. Where did that name Allah come from? Where did that name Yahweh come from? And what in the hell is God? Hello. So, thou believest that there is Allah. Thou doest well. Why do you do well? Because the devils also believe and they tremble. What does that mean? That means they are scared to death. Oh, Dawu, Yaakov, Maccabeus, Plau, Yaakov, Zataya, all praise Allah. Are you hearing me today? You see, they know who you are. They know once you start working and doing the things that prove to this world that you know who you are, this is when faith and works will come together and produce action. This is the law of attraction. This is us, the true root, vibrating on that frequency of love. Us coming together to remove this Bilderberg. This is the true Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov, bruising the head of that serpent. It's over with. Bye-bye, Babylon. Victory. Your wish is our command. All praise Allah. Now, I'm going to leave you with some advice. Some advice on how to have victory over the parasite. I got 8 points that I'm going to read to you. Number one, here's some advice. Learn about Allah. Learn the real story. Know who, what, when, where, how, and why. Once you learn the story, then you tell the story. Learn it first, then tell it. Learn and tell. Don't tell and learn. You're going to mess it up. Learn the story first, and then tell the story. Number two, get your health and your mind right. Buy the books I mentioned in this message. Do the things it suggests in chapter 6 of Natural Cures. Do it. Get healthy and strong. Reverse what they've done to you. Remember, part 1 is the exposure. That's half the battle. What's 2? Action. What's action? Getting healthy. Get healthy. 3. Start speaking to one another. Unify everybody. I mean everyone. Black people, white people, Chinese people, Korean people, Mexican people, African people, Caribbean people, Arabian people, European people, Indian people, Asian people. There are so many people to unify. Once people start unifying in love, all of Allah's creation will heal our planet. Imagine how awesome it's going to be. Can you see the peace? So please, start unifying. Okay? If you're on food stamps, food cards, or food vouchers, buy yourself some seeds. Get as many as you can. You know what I'm saying? And don't say that I can't buy no seeds because my food stamps don't buy seeds. If your food stamps can go buy some liquor, if your food stamps can buy some cigarettes, I've been there. I know. I remember we were hungry and we were looking at food stamps. No. We were hungry. We were looking at alcohol and cigarettes. If you can buy alcohol and cigarettes, you can put some change together and buy some seeds. Make sure they are non-organic. Now, find out how to save your seeds. Look for people that are doing it. And then start contacting with these people. Move to a place where you can plant the seeds and feed yourself. This is also going to be your money. This is going to be the money of the future. Once the system falls, this world is going to be unrecognizable. You have to learn how to feed yourself and others. Not just yourself. Grow enough for other people. Make some friends. Network. Get together. Unify. Unify. Four. Get yourself some type of protection. If you can get a gun, get a gun. If you do not like guns, because I personally don't like them, but if you need to get one, you better get one. If you can't get a gun, get a bat, a knife, a sword, a stick, something, and learn how to use it. Because when the system of the beast collapses, there will be starving people all over the place. This is why you need to unify. Grow a garden, save your seed, and then just ride it out until the situation neutralizes. Okay? Find someone that is an expert in survival techniques and learn how to defend yourself. Hey, it's coming. Just be prepared. It's coming. If this system is going to be wiped out, no, not if. When this system is wiped out, where are you going to buy your food from? If they control everything, they control what's grown, they control the water, everything, you better start connecting with people, getting some seed while the system starts to be destroyed so you can be prepared. Come on now. This is just advice. Number five, please stop going to fast food restaurants. Do not buy anything that is fast food. Start reading the labels. Do not eat GMO. It will destroy your brain. If you work at a fast food place, I want to say this now. If you work at a fast food place, keep your job. Keep working there. I want you to get that money, but do not support the system. Take the pay, but be smart. As we are taking the money from the system and buying other things outside of the system will begin to weaken. It's a weakening system. Number five. Number six. Do not buy anything from China. They're using the Chinese people as slaves. When you buy these products, you strengthen the beast and destroy yourself. Find American-made products. Build your own economy. This goes for anywhere, not just America. Sweden, buy from Sweden. USA, buy from USA. Africa, buy from Africa. Brazil, buy from Brazil. Do this until the system is destroyed. Then you will see made in Sweden or made in Brazil, made in Africa, made in the USA, instead of just made in China. If you wanted to save China, stop supporting China. Likewise, if you work at a Walmart, get that cash, but spend your money elsewhere. Now, once you see mass layoffs at places like McDonald's and Walmart, you are looking at the prices start to fall. You are starting to see the death of the beast. This is the beginning of the end. Massive layoffs at Walmart, massive layoffs at McDonald's. Ain't these franchises? You start seeing franchises closing down. That means people are waking up and they ain't eating that garbage no more. These are the last breaths of the beast. Okay? You want to know why you do not want to buy from these corporations. Stop giving them money. You have to know why these parasites are fooling you into killing yourself with your own money, your own choices, with these commercials and neurolinguistic programming. It's pitiful. Number 7. And this is important. Start using alternative currency. Many people are awakened to what is going on. We have seen the March on Wall Street. We have seen the End the Fed movement. And we are now seeing the awakening of people knowing that 99%, they are starting to realize, 99% of us are slaves on this planet. And then we're seeing that the 1% are the rich. Now, in this 99%, because the system isn't totally destroyed yet, we are seeing that in this 99%, you got to understand, you still have rich people, you have middle class people, and you have poor people, and you have very poor people. This 1% wants to make sure that everyone is very poor people, because this is how they rule. Alternative currencies will allow freedom. This can also be used to replace the current system if good people are supporting it and are there to help it grow. Okay? We see currencies like cryptocurrency or private currency is replacing fiat currency. Every nation is using currency because they're using this currency, this is how the parasites are controlling the whole world. They created the third world with currency. So you have to start using alternative currencies. You have a lot to choose from. You got bitcoins, you got litecoins, you got namecoins, you got PP coins, you got L2P, or you know, you create your own damn coin. Just start using anything besides that fiat. Now, one of these currencies are going to replace the fiat. So why do I say that? Because people are waking up to the 1% ruling everybody else. People are marching on Wall Street. People want to end the Fed all over the world. You hear it? Now, this electronic private currency, this is not the mark of the beast currency. I know a lot of you people are saying, oh, no, he's telling us to use the electronic currency. That means that he's not aware of the mark of the beast and the electronic currency. We can't use that. Oh, really? Really? Well, this is not the mark of the beast currency. Why? Well, because that system is already in place. The 1% have the mark of the beast. That caduceus running around here. The 1% worship the beast, his image, and his name. The 1% are the only ones buying and selling. They control the system. They control the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the central bank. This is what you are seeing in Greece, in Spain, in Portugal, in Ireland, in Africa, and in the United States of America. They are buying, and they are selling. They own all the water, all the oil, and soon they're going to own the air, carbon credits. The mark of the beast is here. Now, if you want the mark, then you need to be of the 1%. Are you in the 1% club? You know, here's the trick. We have to resist the mark of the beast. No, fool, you ain't getting the mark of the beast. Even if you wanted it, you can't get it. You got to be of the royal bloodline. Ain't that funny? You resisting something you need to survive. Only 1% got that mark. And they buying and selling your air. Hello. The only mark you really gonna get is a barcode. You know why a barcode? Because they believe you own, they believe that they own you. You are. You're their property. You're their property. You hear that free movement with the birth certificates? They prove it to you right there. They own you. You got a barcode. You ain't getting no mark. Only mark you getting is a mark to put you in stock. So when they start really selling people, they can be like, hey, that's my man right there. Here's his barcode. And you're like, oh, is this the mark of the beast? No. You product, fool. Sorry. Sorry. I am sorry. I don't want to say that word, fool. That's not right. I just get upset because we got to realize where we are. Now we got to think. This is why you have to use things like Bitcoin, Litecoin, Namecoin, whatever you can to stay out of their system. Grow your own currency if you don't want to use the coin. Here's another option. Grow your own currency like seeds, herbs, potatoes, carrots, spinach. Make honey. Make some fresh bread. Now you got to always keep in mind, food is the first money. Food has always been money. Food is worth more than gold. Food is money. Food is money. That's why I said with your food stamp, buy some seeds. Why are you getting your food stamp? Buy as many seeds as you can. Use private non-fiat controlled currency to create your own microeconomy. And here's a note. For those in the Global Information Network, okay? If you can, take back your network. Global Information Network, this network, GIN, has many business-minded people that can help those that are not knowledgeable about business. Now, if you truly want to follow Andrew Carnegie, if this is why you wanted to do good on the planet and why you supported Kevin Trudeau and why you started Global Information Network and why you were hoping that this would be the thing that stopped the beast, if this is you and you believe in Andrew Carnegie's philosophy, then you're still relevant. You are still relevant. What you can do, if you are a conscious, one of these thousands and thousands of people that are out there in these networks, if you are conscious and you are hearing me today, you can start building your own micro networks. Teach the things that you have learned from Jim, all of the things, and you make sure that the receivers, remember, in one of the videos, Kevin Trudeau said that the receivers now are in control of Jim. Well, you have to make sure that the receivers are not deceivers. Keep in mind, the FTC and FDA put Kevin Trudeau on trial. They did this so they can take control of his information. So make sure that the receivers are not deceivers. And then you seek out Hebrews, non-Hebrews, whatever. People are just woken up to what's going on. Start sharing the information and helping them out. Let's take back this planet. Number 8. Get yourself a notepad and start writing down your goals and start writing down your thoughts. I'm just telling you what I do. I write down my stuff. I mean, I got notepads and stuff. I've been doing this for years. So write down your thoughts. Write down your goals. I remember a long time ago, I read Think and Grow Rich, and I wrote down my definiteness of purpose. And I said, I'm going to have $25 million by 5 years. 5 years came and 5 years went. And I was wondering, what the heck happened? Law of attraction wasn't working for me. But now I understand completely what went wrong. And the only reason why I know, because I write everything down. All right, would this happen this year? What happened that year? Been doing it since I was a child. So very good at documenting stuff. So you need to write down stuff in your life. Because you never know when Yah will call you to do what you need to do. Start taking long walks or short walks. Believe. Know that you will make your planet a better place. Make it a better place for the future. You are a powerful, beautiful, wonderful, awesome human being. That Yah, all praise his name. Yah has made. Yah has given you an amazing planet so that you can experience life. So have the faith of a mustard seed and know what you are made of. Now get to work, all praise Yah. Get to work, all praise Yah. Get to work, all praise Yah. All right, now... I also like to close my messages with a prayer. Today I want to close with a poem to Yah. I want to write this poem so that people will understand that why. Let me explain this better. I wanted to write the poem so that people can understand what I got out of your wish is your command. Now, if Kevin Trudeau is working in the spirit of honesty and truth, time will tell if this particular man is doing it. Now, we hope that his intentions are good. Right? Now, that doesn't mean that we cannot use his suggestions and information to protect ourselves from the system if his intentions were bad. Why? Because sometimes they know that the truth will set you free, so they will give you truth to set you free, knowing that you cannot be freed from the system that they have created if you do not know Yah. But if you know Yah, the truth will set you free. So they give you truth. But who's that truth coming from? If it is not coming from a Hebrew of the seed of Jacob and coming from a former brotherhood member, atheist, who don't believe in nothing, who does he really want to save? So that's why time will tell. So, what did I get out of your wish is your command? I said, well, I need to make sure my brothers and sisters of the Hebrew community, my Hebrew family, understand what I got out of this. Now, here's my wish. Here's my wish, the command, okay? Now, here's the poem that I wrote. And then I'm going to end this broadcast. The messenger of Yah. I want to be the messenger of Yah. This is what I want. I know it seems vain, but I do not care. I would wash his feet if they were there. Diviner than the suns, everyone could never compare. Yet this sun is the mirror to compare, meaning magnificent how you shine. You let me feel so good inside. Darken, darken, darken skin. Oh, Yah, let that sun in. Magnificent how you feed the green to make us sheen. Divine, divine, divine. How you make me sing to keep me sane. Cain. Chase the clouds and heat the ground. Profound, profound, profound. How it sounds may seem vain, but I mean what I'm saying. Ezekiel 37 will bring in heaven, is what I'm saying. Revelations 11 is what I'm saying. I know what I want, and what I want is, I want to be the one, the messenger of Ayah. All praise Ayah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening. I am your host, Plaul. I ask that Ayah holds you and keeps you and helps guide you towards all of those herbs that you need to heal your brain. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah.
Time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready.
Who are that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage, Al. We can just face the Lord. You tell us.